You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Endometriosis is a chronically painful, invasive, and inflammatory disease with limited treatment options and long delays to diagnosis, which impacts 10% of females in New Zealand. Now, this paper covers three themes associated with endometriosis patient experiences, which are intensity of pain, diagnostic tool shortcomings, and perspectives of treatment options. Now, this research comes from the University of Canterbury. I spoke to Catherine Ellis, who co-authored the paper on the matter, and I started off by asking her about what we should know about endometriosis, as well as the findings of her study. Here she is now.
Just a couple of things. endometriosis is a disease where tissue that would normally be constrained to the uterus leaves it by some mechanism and is able to embed and grow in other places. And it's incredibly common. In New Zealand, at least 1 in 10 women and people assigned female at birth have the condition. And for a lot of these patients, it comes with a lot of different chronic pain symptoms, as well as a lot of fatigue and a lot of other symptoms that have quite a high disease burden. And in New Zealand, and in general, the disease takes an incredibly long time to diagnose because it can only be officially confirmed by surgery. And both our study and another New Zealand study showed that that delay in New Zealand is close to 9 years. So it's a very long time to live with painful symptoms that have an unconfirmed cause. And that just really exacerbates the concerns of these patients. And that means that in our study, we found that the most common emotion in response to this very long diagnosis was actually relief, because now there was a name and a confirmed reason for all those really high burden symptoms for these patients.
This research has brought forth a number of shortcomings, such as delays and upsetting interactions with medical professionals, which all have impacted getting a diagnosis. Now, was there anything else that your study found in regards to endometriosis care?
So there's kind of two key issues that come with endometriosis care. The first is that surgery is so hard to access and takes so long. And a lot of that is there's only so much capacity in the system, and there are a lot of patients who really, really need this treatment. And so it's kind of a bit of a battle for patients to be able to relay to their doctors the extent of their symptoms. And that involves a lot of very difficult communication that you're trying to really highlight the experiences you're having, which are horrendous, where without sort of trying to feel that you are somehow a drama queen or a hypochondriac, which was coming through for a lot of the patients in our study, that it was quite hard to show the immensity of the issue without also feeling like you're really being quite dramatic about it. And then the other issue is, other than surgery, the key sort of treatment options that your GP can offer you are hormonal treatments and pain relief medications, both of which were shown to have quite low efficiency ratings by the patients themselves in our research. So of the main two hormonal treatments, they both had effectiveness ratings by patients of around 25%, so only about a quarter we're finding that was effective for their symptoms, whereas that's really what we prioritise in the guidelines we have for our GPs in New Zealand. So it's kind of this issue that available, easily accessible treatments as such weren't really seen that favourably, while surgery, which was more favourably seen, is very hard to access and involves really getting through a lot of gatekeepers to getting that treatment.
I'm reading here that 80% of women who were involved with the study were prescribed hormonal care. However, only 25% of them found it effective, and many experienced negative side effects. Are we lacking in how we treat endometriosis?
Surgery is well regarded internationally as the gold standard treatment for endometriosis, because a surgeon is actually able to visualise the growths that are there and they can remove them. So that's kind of the best we have available, whereas everything else that is really applied to endometriosis care in terms of hormonal treatments and pain medications are all, they've all been developed and designed for other purposes and then applied to endometriosis care. So nothing is really perfectly designed to try and cope with endometriosis symptoms. And a key part of that is that endometriosis research internationally, as long as we've known about endometriosis, which is over 100 years, has been chronically underfunded. So there's been very, very little research and funding for research compared to other really prevalent conditions to actually develop treatments that are specifically for endometriosis and could specifically cater to the needs of endometriosis patients.
Talking to patients has also been regarded as an important but often overlooked tool for understanding how current diagnostic and treatment practices are working. Would you say this is a great starting point in terms of what can be done to address this issue?
Definitely. And our background is in engineering. And one of the biggest things we know in engineering is if your solution isn't going to work for the people you are developing it for, then what's the point in doing it in the first place? If you're going to come up with these very cool ideas that are never going to work in practice, you're pretty much wasting your time. So that was very much what we wanted to do right at the start, was get a good idea of what's really happening, what's going wrong for these patients, and what are going to be the constraints and the needs on future things we come up with for these patients.
Now, are you looking to take this research further? Or are there any grey areas within the study that you'd like to explore further, especially in terms of addressing this matter?
Well, we'd like to continue to work with patients. And one of the first things we're going to do is we're going to do a little more research following the same method with a specifically Māori and Pacifica cohort to make sure that we're not missing anything that would be important to those patients as well. And just to make sure that we've got all the data we really need to know all the constraints in our future solutions. And then we want to keep working with practitioners and coming up with ideas and maybe things that could potentially be added into the guidelines that were released a few years ago for endometriosis, and hopefully those will continue to get updated as more knowledge comes out about the needs of endometriosis patients in New Zealand and what really is and is not working for them, as well as what we kind of feel is best. And then we will hopefully be getting into the lab and starting to come up with new things that might be able to benefit endometriosis patients one day.
That was Catherine Ellis from the University of Canterbury speaking about women with endometriosis and how they experience long delays and dismissive doctors before a diagnosis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.